Greeting.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. It's Dr. Cox Master time to sense the world today. Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" He said, "No man knows the end time." So even the angels that bow down before my Father, they do not know the end time. But when you see wars and rumors of wars, earthquake in diverse places, pestilence, famine, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Nation fight. There is a monetary fight goes on between the power brokers of the money world. Who will be the most powerful at the end of the day? My friends, my neighbors, my enemies, my brothers and my sisters, realize, be it known unto you, that the coming of the Lord is near at hand, even at the door. House divided against itself cannot stand. The church divided against itself cannot stand. The school divided by itself. No organization that divided within themselves will stand. It have to be a united force within themselves, within yourself and your wife and your husband, your children, your sons and your daughter. If not, whatever you're doing, it's a failure. My friend, when the Lord set the world in this place, there are rules, regulation, don't, and do's that were in place so that this system can operate on a sane level. But man after man came on this earth. God leave it to man to manage. However, anytime you leave it to fleshy man to manage, something gonna go wrong. My friends, it is the good pleasure of the Lord that you live a peaceable life. However, men decide otherwise. You cannot get enough. You want more of what the other men have. You want more. You want to be at the top of the pyramid. You want what he has. And you will go to lengths to obtain it by fraudulent means. Whatever it takes to obtain what someone else has, you'll go. That's why there's walls. There's walls on every continent in this world today. And nobody seeking peace with their neighbors. They seeking destruction to one another. I want you to know, my friends, the birds are still falling from the air. This lesson today will be taken from the book of the Romans, the Apostle, 6th chapter, 1 through 23. But in all of this, there is one way whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved from the wrath of God. My friend, a married woman, men are married men. Two men wants to have children. Two women wants to have children. Oh, my friend, I guarantee you will never see that in your lifetime. This is a universal call to repentance. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter what situation that you are in. If you call upon his name and ask him to save your soul, he will save you. I am not ashamed to own Jesus because he died for my sins and for your sin. This hang him high and they stretch him wide. He didn't say a word. He came to pay the price for humanity. He came to pay the price that you and I have an opportunity to call on the Lord. He saved you from your sin. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I will not back off. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed. My future is secure. I do not need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity to be heard. I was sent to spread this gospel to the end of the earth. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be praised or recognized or rewarded. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My ways is rough, my companion are few, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I won't turn back. I won't turn back because it saved my soul. I cannot be bought. All the rice in China, the gold in Kentucky, or the silver in New York. cannot be deterred, nor away turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, at the table of my enemies, pondered at the pool of popularity of mandate in the maze of mediocre. I wouldn't give up, shut up, until I have stored up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must preach until he come, and when he come for me, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart, and I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. Ah, my friend. Today we come to you, encouraging you, try to motivate you, try to inspire you, that there is a better way. There is a better day. There's a great day coming when we all will be measured by the same measurement. Everyone will be measured by the same measurement. That's what thus said the Lord. I'm only here to give you the message. And we are going to continue giving until the last breath go. And when the last breath go, we hope that we will hear from him. Well done. But my friends, in order to do that, you must ask God to save you from your sin. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're tired, you're worn, and you're sad. There is rest for the weary, man. There is water for the thirsty, bread for the hungry. Ah, my friend. You too. The sixth chapter of Romans said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Or shall we then, dare to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in his likeness of his resurrection. I said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death has no more dominion over him. while in that we die. He died unto sin once, but in that he liveth, he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye shall obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members and your numbers as members of instrument of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we say? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that he was the servant of sin, but he have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, he become the servant of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of the flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto inquiry, even so now ye yield your members servant to righteousness, unto holiness. So, for when you were the servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit have we then in those things whereof we are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servant of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. My friend, today, you remember, the wages of sin is death. If you serve sin, if you obey sin, your payment is death. My friend, but if you serve God, your payment is life everlasting. It is very plain. It is very clear. Those who serve in sin at the latter day, they will be reckoned to get their pay, and their pay will be where the worm die not and the fire not quit. But those who serve the living God, those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, at the end of the day, your wages will be eternal life, everlasting life. A life with Jesus Christ, our Lord. But it's a process that you have to go through. You have to give up self. My friend, you know, self is the most important thing in humanity, in the life of humanity. To give up yourself, to give up your idea, to give up your thought, to give up what you have thought was right all your life, and to accept the life of Christ, it seems a hard thing for people today. But I wanted to let you know, if you suffer for Him now, you shall reign with Him soon. Our beloved, yes, no one wants to suffer. But if you fail to suffer now, you will suffer in hell, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Our beloved, you have to give all. You have to surrender all. You have to meet Him at the cross and say, Lord, I surrender all. And when you, after you have surrendered all, and you have taken on the new life of Christ, you are then candidates. And then you're the things you used to do, you do not do them anymore. The place you used to go, you refrain from going there. And the company you used to keep, you don't keep them anymore. Why? Because there has been a great change take place in your life. You today embrace this great change that have taken place in your life. And this gospel that we are sending to you today, it will drop this scales from your eyes and you can see clearly what thus said the Lord. My friend, there is nothing impossible for God to do. You say, well, I have been this way all my life. Yes, but God, He has made you, and He will transport you if you desire. Let it be known. Only thing you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. Make known. That you once was lost in sin, but Jesus, take me in. In order for Jesus to take you in, you have to surrender to Him through the blood washed in the blood. Someone said, are you washed in the blood of Jesus? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been to Jesus and asked him to save your soul? He will cleanse you and make you whole. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. He will place your feet on a solid rock. He will give a song in your heart, praises unto the Most High God in your mouth. And you too. You too, amen. But think, I'll be satisfied when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord. I'll be satisfied. I beloved, my friends today, it's a good thing to be confident that when your soul is resting in the presence of the Lord. As long as you're here, you have to press on to the mark of the higher calling. So one day, when this journey is ended, your soul will be resting in the presence of the Lord. And you, amen, so have a new garment. A garment that's not made by hand. You have a new house, a new building, not made by hand. I want you to know, my friends, it is not robbery to refrain from telling you what thus said the Lord. My friend, today, this is Dr. Cox. Master Time presents the word today. You may call me 305-836-9545. Or you may write me at 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami 32147. Or if you are in the city of Miami, number 1351 Northwest 67th Street, where the Tabernacle is. And you can hear the testimony of those who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And they are singing a song that the angel can sing, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And you too, after you ask God to save your soul, will join in those that are singing the song that the angel cannot sing. I have been redeemed. But my friend, before I go, I want you to know there are two trains. One is bound for heaven. After you have been saved by his grace and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you are bound for heaven, where the streets are, where the gates are pearl, and the streets of gold. There's still the water running down the throne of God. And the angels bowing down before God, singing, holy, holy. The luscious garden in the background, and the tree of life that bear the fruit of life. But my friend, and he's beckoning you to come and dine, the master caller. But then the train that's bound for hell, and the devil himself is the engineer. He said, yes, come aboard, come aboard. You have paid your fare, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. I say, you are cheated. You have lied, and you have all evil doing. But beloved, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Our beloved, this will be your reward the sovereign Satan. He is no good for you. Right away, he will land you in the lake of fire. But you still have a chance to ask God to save you. And if you ask God,